Thanks for tuning into Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. We'd first like to thank our sponsor, Farm Credit Services of America. Interest rates have dropped, which makes now the perfect time to refinance your ag real estate with a low-interest fixed-rate loan for the life of the loan from Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Anna Hostert reporting. The congressional schedule dwindles as we approach a new year. Unfortunately, passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement does not look promising after Thanksgiving break, as the House of Representatives will have their sights set on the impeachment process and another government shutdown deadline. A National Pork Producers Council representative, however, believes the agreement will be put to vote this year. We'll have more after the break.
If there was ever a time to refinance an ag real estate loan, it's now with Farm Credit Services of America. Interest rates are at near historic lows, and you can lock in a low rate for the life of the loan, even a long-term loan. Plus, the refinancing is eligible for cashback dividends. Apply completely online at fcsamerica.com/apply and get a response in as few as 3 business hours. Terms apply.
Nick Giordano, Vice President and Counsel for Government Affairs at the National Pork Producers Council, holds out hope for an agreement which looks to greatly benefit United States pork producers.
It's critically important for U.S. pork producers. It's easily illustrated by the fact that last year, according to Dr. Dermot Hayes of Iowa State University, the retaliation Mexico put on U.S. pork because of U.S. tariffs on Mexican metal took $12 off the price of every hog sold in the United States of America. So obviously, Mexico is a really important market. It's the number one issue last year, the Mexican retaliation that we heard from producers about. I mean, you know, we heard from them on China and ASF and a lot of things, but, you know, it's always about the bottom line. And Mexico really hurt. That's Exhibit A on why North American trade is important for our producers. We're for USMCA. We're for trade. It's good for them.
To listen to the extended interview, tune into Weekend Ag Matters. I'm Anna Hostert reporting.